You are now listening to the Worship Podcast of Open Table Metropolitan Community Church.
Don't forget to like us on Facebook. Just search Open Table MCC.
You can also follow us on Instagram at opentablemcc.ph.
And of course, you can visit our website, www.opentablemcc.ph, for resources on Holy Union, Sunday worship services, and other events.
Bukas ang hapag para sa lahat. Join our worship service every Sunday at 4 p.m. at NCCB EDSA. It's right across the Quezon Avenue MRT station.
So our reading is taken from Acts. So Acts of the Apostles chapter 2 verse 44 to 47. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. These are the words of God for the people of God. So last week's preaching was about anong preaching natin last week?
Having a place at the table.
So Marco preached about who is at the table, no, and where. Saan ba dapat umupo? Pointing also in much consideration to those who are under the table. No? Mark also mentioned that. Who are the people who are under the table, receiving just the crumbs? And just like the jeepney of my New Testament professor, you know, si Reeve, Professor Reeve, he has this so-called jeepney hermeneutics, and one of the concepts there is how do we make one more space? You know, diba sa jeepney, it is only for 10 people, but they will do it for 12 and 13. And in the provinces, you know, in Mindanao, there are people on top of the jeepney. But actually, the reason why people are on top of the jeepney in Mindanao, even though there is still space inside, is because it's so dusty. It is so dusty. Nung nandun kami noon, gusto ko sana sa taas, hindi lang ako pinayagan. So doon na sa baba, ano. Literally, para kang nagpa-hair dye. The hair, my hair was so brown. And so Marco's preaching was somewhat of a jeepney hermeneutics. You know, how do we make space, another seat for another person, for more people? How do we make the table bigger, to accommodate one or several others more? Yeah, that was our preaching for last week. So today, let me preach about what should be on the table. After all, coming to the table, you know, we don't just come to the table for nothing. We come to the table because of something that is in the table. You know? So certainly, depending on which culture we come from or which culture we will go to, tables may be different, or perhaps tables are not necessary. May mga kultura na iba ang hugis, iba ang itsura ng table. And there are cultures naman na walang table, you know, for their eating. And certainly even here, sa ating country, sa ating dito sa Pilipinas, you know, there are families
who cannot afford a table. And because some of their homes are too small to fit a table, their homes that are under the bridge or by the creek, or some houses, makeshift houses in Bacoor, in Manila Bay, or in the Navotas area. Sometimes the table is the floor itself. Yun na yung mesa. But of course, that is a story for another time. Haggard yan eh. Haggard na preaching yan. Let us imagine the table and tables. We don't need to imagine it actually because we have one big table. One very big, very heavy table that is made from the wood. These are very old wood that was used to be the walls here, separation walls, because this used to be a library, this area downstairs. So they converted the wood into the different tables, chairs, etc. So let us think about the table. We speak of the table or yung hapag. Yung hapag in the Asian and Filipino imagination. We speak of that and first comes into mind is eating. No? Pagkain. Food. Of course, there are other types of tables and uses for it. No? Pero hindi yun ang ating pag-uusapan. Mga office tables. Iba't ibang table. Chopping table, kitchen table, kitchen counter. So what we are? Side table. Coffee table. So what we're focusing right now is simply the hapag. Ang hapag ng Panginoon. And the image, you know, and our image of the hapag, pag iniisip natin ang hapag, ang mesa, ang naiisip natin ay traditional family eating dinner. Many of our own television commercials showcase family dinners, you know, Jollibee, KFC, McDo, at even Sharon Cuneta with Lucky Me noodles. Ano yung commercial na yon? Yung parang...
Lucky Me.
Hindi pa yon yung... Ano, before that, yung mga issue ng family.
Family day.
Yung sabay-sabay dapat kumain ng dinner. So let us talk about food. We speak of a place in the table, but what is the table if not for the food that is there? Is it worth coming to? First century Christians, both Jews and non-Jews, were not so different from us Filipinos. They gathered around the table, you know, families, friends, and on feast days, and on some feast days, they would gather as a small community of neighbors and groups of people. This is particularly true for Christians who are Jews and non-Jews because most of them were peasant poor. Marami sa mga unang Kristiyano were actually from the peasantry. I mean, the first followers of Jesus, the apostles, were fisher folks. So, some actually argued that Peter was a little bit middle class because he owned several boats. So, hindi siya yung fisherman na worker, because he owned some boats. But certainly many of those who followed Jesus were ordinary fishermen, farmers, day laborers, yung literal na tinatawag na isang kahid, isang tuka. Kasi kung may work for today, then kakain ka. Kung wala kang work today, then wala. If you remember the parable of the landowner who went out and pwede ka bang magtrabaho today for this amount? So, naman siya, pwede ka ba magtrabaho today for this amount? And then yung mga huling, yung mga kinuha niyang laborers ng alas 4 ng hapon, same pa din yung bayad. So, nainggit yung mga, do you remember that parable?
Yes.
Nainggit yung mga nagtrabaho ng buong araw, pero same lang ang tinanggap, di ba? So many of those were the first followers of Jesus, and that's why the first century Christian communities had to gather together, as we read in Scripture, in order for them to actually eat and survive, as we read. They had to come together in a community to share and distribute so that everyone will have enough. No? So apparently, yung may mga kumita ng sobra at kumita ng maliit, pagtitipu-tipunin, and then everyone will be able to eat. Parang anong birthday ko nung nakaraang linggong to, no? Para makakain kami sa masarap, dalawa kami nag-birthday, so nag-shell out kami, nag-shell out din si Kakay, tapos some of our friends in seminary nag-shell out. So nakakain kami ng crispy pata, bulalo, at you know. But kung kami lang, mag-isa ka lang, you won't be able to enjoy that much, have as much. So, they gathered together. They came. Every week, they gathered. In the evening of the first day. First day is Sunday. The first day of the working week. They came for what was called the Agape Fellowship. The Agape Dinner. What sort of dishes kaya ang nandun? That were brought, that was prepared, and that was served. Yung Jesuit, no, Jesuit spirituality, si Migoy, Ateneo, no, mayroon silang particular form of spiritual practice where you will imagine yourself to be in a gospel event. So, if we can just close your eyes. Imagine yourself sitting at the table of the first century Christians. Usually, it is a very low table. It is in an upper room, a large room. You know, there is this table, pero hindi naman lahat doon nakaupo kasi nga, hindi naman kakasya lahat. But the room is filled with your fellow Christians. Saan ka nakaupo? Where are you seated there? What would Peter look like? Or John, or Mary Magdalene, or Mary the mother of Jesus, where would they be seated? Who would be preparing food? Would there be children there? Would there be elderly people there? Imagine yourself in that dinner, Agape dinner. What would we find in the table where Peter, John, Mary Magdalene, Mary Mother of Jesus, the sisters and brothers of Jesus sat? What sort of smells would we smell? Ngayon, imagine natin, what if they were Filipino? What if the Jesus story and the first century Christians were actually happened in the Philippines? And if they were having an agape dinner, what would actually be the food?
Rice, pancit.
What food would there be? What would constitute an agape meal? So if you imagine, ano kaya mga amoy at mga pagkain iserve doon? Sino ang nagsiserve? Sino ang nagagather around? paano kaya uumpisahan yung dinner? Okay, you can open your eyes. So if Jesus would have been a Filipino and his story happened in the Philippines, what possible holiday would Jesus be celebrating instead of a Passover? Kung Pinoy siya.
So weird because holidays are Christian.
Christian,
yeah. Pasko.
Pasko, no? Yeah. Diba Pasko?
Noche Buena.
Birthday. Certainly, celebration of a feast would dictate what food would be on the table. Diba? It will dictate kung anong pagkain na nandyan. Pero usually, pag Filipino, ano naman, minsan pare-pareho eh, kahit anong...
Depende kung anong region.
Ah, depende rin kung anong region, no? Anong province.
Paano pala siya.
Iba din yun, no?
Maybe it's
An agape dinner is a joyous thanksgiving of shared food, no? With joyous hymns, prayers, and stories about the Lord who had a meal with peasants, farmers, prostitutes, and sinners. Agape meal was every Sunday evening where they, as we have heard, ate their food in gladness, despite all the hardships of life under Roman oppression and occupation. It is much like a Noche Buena of us Filipinos or a Thanksgiving dinner with turkey or the family dinner of a Muslim family after Ramadan. No? Yan yung pinaka-high, yan yung parang Pasko nila eh. No? The family or community dinner on the last night of Ramadan, where they break their fast. So, ano nga kayang pagkain ng nandun? Adobo? Adobong may egg? Or walang egg?
Social na yun.
Or lechong manok? Sa andok ba? O baliwag?
Tinola.
Or tinola. Meron kayang crispy pata? Sarap. Diyos ko, favorite ko, crispy pata.
Ilaw. Wala crispy pata. Mga fisherman.
Wala.
Kaya nila yung evento yun. Sinigang.
Sinigang. Nilaga.
So, ilaw na
isla. Bulalo, no? O bulalong may balde-balding sabaw. Diba? Sarap. Or ako, favorite ko, kalderetang baka na may kagat ng anghang. Diba?
Kare-kare.
Kare-kare. Or pag Pasko, ang hindi mawala-walang fruit salad. Diba? Fruit salad. Or macaroni salad. When you celebrate a birthday or an anniversary or a family reunion, you either prepare food to invite your family, relatives, and friends, or go to a restaurant. Diba? So, Max, Kuya J, Vikings. Shakey's, yeah. Nope. Whether you prepare it or order ka, what would be the consideration in preparing or in ordering what food to eat? Ano kaya consideration natin? Budget. Oh, very important. Sino magbabayad? Sino magbabayad, di ba? Of course, one of the things is that you want the best for your guests. You would want for everyone to enjoy and have a good time at the table. Same with our Noche Buenas and Medianoches. We would prepare, most of us would prepare traditional and familiar, but also that which will be enjoyed by everyone. So meron namang variety. In the open table of Jesus Christ, ano kaya ang pagkaing nakahain? Aside from having a place at the table, is the question of what is served in the table. Are those things served there are worth going to and gathering around? Is it much or is it less? Whatever is the quantity, how would we make sure that everyone will have enough? In our reading, the first century Christians shared everything in common and tried to live in their communal setup. Everything was shared and everyone received according to their need. They ate with glad tidings and thanksgiving as they shared what they had. People prepared food. Some brought food to share, and they served one another and was happy about it. They ate, shared stories, laughed, and probably sometimes they cried also. But everyone was certainly thankful to God. And so, what should be found in our table, in our open table? What food do you want to see and eat here? Bitter herbs? No, in the traditional Jewish Passover, required ang bitter herbs to remember the bitterness of slavery in Egypt. Maybe sometimes carry din man yung bitter herbs, no? In small quantities kasi healthy naman 'yan. Diba? Pero kung too much. Yeah, pero kung too much bitterness, hindi rin healthy. As we come to this table each and every Sunday, what sort of food do you bring here to share? And what is it? Or do you even bring something at all? What kind of food do we serve here for others that are worth coming to, that is worth tasting, and that is worth seeing? Or do you just come here and eat Sunday after Sunday? Do you just come here to be served? Forever na ba tayong bisita sa table na ito? Certainly, as Filipinos being invited to parties and celebrations, especially in homes, the first time, we truly treat our guests as guests. Pero when you attend to a party of a very close friend or relative, yung bang hindi ka na ibang tao, diba, ikaw mismo eh, magkukusa ka ng, sige ako na ang mag hugas ng pinggan, or kung hindi man maghugas, at least man lang mas magmismis ng pinggan. Or may mga volunteer to be the one to bring out the food, or kung may lechon, taga-chop nung lechon. So ano ba sa table na ito? Ano ba ang dala natin? At ano ba ang ating bahagi sa table na ito? In the table that we call the agape of the Lord. In our open table, what food do you want to see here? Both literally and figuratively. Puro na lang ba ambers all the time? Baka pwede namang iba. Figuratively, do you want to see and taste love? Therefore, serve love. Gusto mo bang makatikim ng friendship? Not the thing that you are thinking about. Ano ba ang lasa ng friendship? Then serve friendship. Do you want to smell and taste the love of God? Therefore, serve the love of God. After all, Jesus says, "This is my body. Take and eat." Ano kaya ang lasa ng pag-ibig ng Diyos? Ano kaya ang lasa ng pakikipagkapwa-tao? No, yung closing ng first sem namin, yan ang sermon ng aming president sa seminary. Taste. What is the taste of God? Sabi niya. So ano kaya ang lasa ng Diyos? Ano kaya ang lasa ng pakikipagkapwa-tao? Ano kaya ang kagat-anghang o ang tamis ng pananampalataya? Masabaw ba at mainit ang pakikipagkapwa-tao? Crispy ba at malinamnam ang ministry at advokasya o nakakasuka? Nakakainganyo ba at nakakabuhay ng katawan at kaluluwa ang pagkaing hinahain natin sa hapag na ito? Meron nga bang makakain sa mesang ito? Sino-sino ang nagluluto, ang magluluto? Sino-sino ang maghahain? Sino-sino ang magdadala ng pagkain? So while it is important to have a table and make it open, and also have a space for anyone and everyone in the table, it is equally, if not more important to ask, is what is served in the table. Otherwise, if there is nothing on the table, then who would even want to sit at this table? If there is nothing inviting, no variety, and no one brings other dishes and delicacies to share, then why even bother to come together? And if no one wants to serve in the table, how are we all going to eat? Pare-pareho tayong naghihintay. This is not just about MCC. This is also about your personal lives. We must realize and that we are reminded time and again, almost in every church, not just MCC, that our lives are not measured and valued by what we consume. By someone who simply receives, eats, and buys. The true measure of our life in the end is what food, not that what food we eat, but what food do we bring to the table and how much, so that others who are truly hungry, both body and soul, may eat. To eat with joy and glad tidings. What food do you want to eat and see in the table of God for us to share? It is whatever you are willing to bring, to cook, and to serve. Marco ended his sermon last week with a text from the Bhagavad Gita, a non-Christian text. I will likewise do the same. I will end with a Buddhist prayer before meals, which says, "We receive this food in gratitude to all beings who have helped to bring it to our table. And therefore, we vow to respond in turn to those in need with wisdom and compassion." May this Buddhist prayer in this table be our prayer. Sorry. May this Buddhist prayer be the prayer we have for this table. And may it be our life's purpose in the name of Christ who calls us, "Come, taste, and see." Amen.
Don't forget to like us on Facebook. Just search Open Table MCC.
You can also follow us on Instagram at opentablemcc.ph.
And of course, you can visit our website, www.opentablemcc.ph, for resources on Holy Union, Sunday worship services, and other events.
Bukas ang hapag para sa lahat. Join our worship service every Sunday at 4 p.m. at NCC BEDSA. It's right across the Quezon Avenue MRT station.